fried. Deep fat fried.
You know, our show's name backwards is Dierf Taff Peed. So.
Gross.
I know, right? Dierf Taff Peed. Dun, 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 dun.
Dude, we need to do like an April Fool's show or something. Now I've ruined it. So it
well, yeah,
really
you
matter,
messed it up.
That'd be kind of a good idea, you know?
Dierf Taff Peed.
We're, like, I'm sweet instead of salty. TJ's, I don't know. Smart instead of slovenly. Scotty is happy instead of angry.
So
we're all just, you know, the inverse of ourselves. We do bizarro world deep fat fried.
Yeah, dude. Dierf Taff Peed.
Dierf Taff Peed. Dun, 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 dun.
That's just weird, dude. Like,
what? What's weird? You're weird.
You have a weird fucking brain, TJ.
Why?
I just never would have thought of that. So, TJ.
Yeah, what's up?
You report on something interesting to me. How are your teeth doing, dude? How many cavities did you have?
Just 11.
Just 11.
How many teeth are in your head?
I don't know. 32?
Yeah, something, something like that, isn't it?
So, like one-third
one third of your teeth.
Yeah, just one-third.
As Paul sucks down a Sprite. Hey, Paul, what's the last time you went to a dentist,
this
buddy?
This is Sprite with fluoride.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, yeah.
New fluoride Sprite.
It's actually fortifying the enamel.
Because I went to
the
dentist recently, Paul, and I've got a clean bill of health on that.
Everybody I know has gone to the dentist recently, and I've been putting it off for like...
You gotta go, dude.
18 years? Or I don't know. It hasn't been that long.
It's
but it's
dental
been
season, Paul.
Why? Why is everybody going to the fucking dentist?
I don't know.
All of a
it just happened.
Ashley's going tomorrow. Fucking Scotty just went.
I just went, dude.
TJ's
yeah, why is,
going.
Yeah, it's
Chelsea's
like everyone
going.
Conspired to go to the dentist.
Yeah. It's like everybody
join
in my
us,
life
Paul.
Conspired to point out a glaring flaw in my life that needs fucking immediate adult attention, and I don't want
to
do it.
Dude, the one I went to today was such a chicken shit rinky dink operation and shit.
Oh, see, fuck that.
It was like.
Can I wait until we get the fuck out of Louisiana to do
I
that?
Mean, I don't think it was Louisiana. I think it was just this dentist. But
it's probably Louisiana.
Yeah, it was probably maybe a little bit.
Yeah, my dentist office is pretty nice, dude.
Yeah, Scotty says his is real nice.
All right, I'll go to Scotty's.
Go to Scotty's.
Dentist,
yeah, don't go to the TJ dentist, dude.
Although, you know what? I kind of had a rapport with my hygienist. You know, it's like we came to a silent communication. Like, I'm just going to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to lay here and keep my mouth open and let you hurt me, and you just silently stab me in the mouth over and over again.
That's not a rapport.
That's a rapport to me.
Okay, then
it felt like a real human connection.
Torturees have a rapport with their torturers, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that all these people that think they were abducted by aliens are just having memories of being at the dentist, because it's the same thing. Like, horrible things are happening to you.
Bright light in your face.
You're in a chair. A bright light is being shined in your face.
Yeah, somebody that looks like a fucking alien is leaning over you with weird tools.
Weird noises are happening. You know, like, it's just, I mean, like, I'd have trouble... If it just happened at once, like you were just suddenly transported to that chair with that light and that was happening, you would immediately think
you'd be fucked.
Aliens.
You'd be fucked up.
You wouldn't think dentist.
Getting your teeth clean just doesn't feel good. Like every time I've had it done, it never feels good. I don't even have a bunch of problems with my mouth, but it's like they're fucking jamming into your gums. And even if you fucking floss, like I floss all the time, but it doesn't fucking matter. It still fucking hurts. And they always have to say something to you when they're cleaning your teeth, like drink a lot of tea or something. It's like, man, fuck you.
Drink a lot of tea,
like
I don't know, suck a lot of dick. Yeah. Fuck you, clean my teeth.
They always
bitch.
Say they always give you some comment about how you're doing shit wrong. If you
that's
don't
what I hate
it,
about
oh,
going
you know
to
what?
The doctor.
You know what?
Too,
oh,
the doctor me there as I am right now. Don't ask me about my fucking lifestyle, man.
There was a carpet on the floor too, and I was just like, man, that carpet must be nasty. There must be all kinds of like tooth gunk.
Oh yeah,
all over that carpet, and yeah.
spit.
I'm like, that carpet is nasty. Oh, get that carpet away from me.
Dude, would you lick that carpet for 25 grand? I mean, flashbacks to the pre-post
just
show.
Licking a carpet. I mean, that's not that bad.
Back carpet, dude. Though.
Yeah, it'd be pretty. It's a pretty. I was on a dude, literally the entire time I was there, she kept criticizing my fucking, like, you don't floss, you don't do this. Like, yeah, well, that carpet by me is probably fucking nasty, bitch.
Wow.
Dude,
in your head, that was a sick burn.
I was on like a.
Dude, it was.
Dude, I was in school in sixth grade.
You have an unhygienic carpet. You can lecture me on nothing.
When I was in sixth grade, I took a ferry. It was like a field trip from Washington.
I took a ferry
from fucking Seattle to
It's like someone in the 20s admitting to homosexual rape.
To Victoria, B.C. And on the fucking trip, there was like a fucking rail and someone dared me to like, there's like, you know, handrail. And like, they lick it. I'm like, all right. So I did. Dude, that was the fucking, one of the nastiest things I've ever done
that
in my
is
life.
Gross.
And I did it for free.
For nothing.
Paid a guy like whatever like loose change and bills we had in our pockets. I think it amounted to something like $42. There's an alleyway in San Luis Obispo, California, that is literally like, it's behind a nightclub and it's gum. It's like literally like for decades, people have gone after the nightclub and like stuck their fucking chewing gum. So it's literally just an alley lined with people's
disgusting. Kind of like the gum wall in Seattle. Yeah. There's a ton of fucking gum.
And so we told him like, you know, go take a bite of that. So for like $45, I think he went and took just like a giant, like just put his mouth right on the gum wall. And he had to chew it for a while, too. He had to, like, chew it.
What? For 45? Wow.
Yeah, for just whatever the rest of us had in our pockets.
Dude, I saw a guy. I was hanging out at Waffle House one time. There was this dude that had some money there. They had some fucking annoying teenager kept like, dude, let me borrow some money. And the guy's like, you want to make some money, huh? He's like, yeah. He's like, all right. He ordered some hash browns. He's like, dump these hash browns down the front of your pants. I dumped them. Go outside and throw that coffee in your face. The guy's like, all right, what should you give me? He's like, $10. So the dude made like $100 just doing a bunch of like basically just like
cool
being a monkey for this dude, like
jackass.
Now pour it inside your pants. Now rub it around. And it's like, what the fuck, dude? Waffle House employees just laughing, giving this guy shit.
What? What the fuck?
It's Waffle House. No one gives a shit, dude. No one at the Waffle House cares. No one cares.
Dude, I love it.
That's capitalism. Like you were just saying, we were talking about in the pre-show, fucking about price and shit.
That guy's price was low.
It was low. It was like $100 to be humiliated in front of a bunch of people. He's like, well, I got the money.
It's $100.
It's like, all right, if you're happy, whatever.
Oh, my God.
The things people do
for money.
Speaking of which, let's do a show, guys.
Yeah, not for money, but for the sheer joy.
For the joy of creating something.
Yes.
Something new.
Yay.
Something fresh.
So here is the humble Octomapus.
I don't know if they're humble or not.
Or as they're known, invaders from the planet fucking X, dude.
Oh, we're going to deal with that.
I don't think he's going to drop it.
I'm not going to drop it.
Paul just believes that octopuses are aliens and nothing can convince him otherwise.
That's fine.
All right, fair enough. Well, maybe this show will convince me.
Maybe. I doubt it. I don't know if your mind will be changed, Paul, but maybe it will be. So, TJ, do you know what an octopus is? Do you have any idea what it is? Like, look at this thing.
It's this thing.
Yeah, it's that thing. That's true. But what the fuck is it to you?
It's an animal.
It's an animal.
Yeah.
Okay, TJ.
It's like a big sack of shit with tentacles.
It really is a weird animal. So, octopuses, TJ, are sea animals.
His head looks like a nutsack.
Yeah, it
famous
does,
for
dude.
Their
it
round
looks like my balls.
What balls? No, famous for their rounded bodies, bulging eyes, and 8 long arms, TJ.
So they're not legs?
They're not tentacles.
Dude, if you zoomed in on that fucking bulbous nose of that fucking octopus, it'd be indistinguishable from a close-up photo of a fucking ball bag, dude.
Yeah.
They're a scrotum face.
Scrotal face.
I am offended on behalf of all the world's octopuses. They live in all the world's oceans, but are especially abundant in warm waters. Octopuses, like their cousin the squid, are often considered, quote-unquote, monsters of the deep.
Cool.
Though some species or types occupy relatively shallow waters. So, most octopuses...
They're not all... Yeah, some of them hang out on the land or nearby.
Yeah, or in shallow waters. I mean, I'm not sure if they... I mean, they have been known to do some things on land.
Like, what about the giant ones that live in the deep that used to destroy ships?
Krakens?
During the age of... The golden age
of piracy. Well, those are lost to time, unfortunately.
Hmm.
That sucks.
I don't
haven't
believe
seen
so. I think they're just biding their time.
Oh, biding their time?
Yep.
Dude, I remember reading this thing in some old, like...
Until Zeus commands them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading this thing in some old, like, fisherman, like, lore book or some shit. And there were the supposedly real account of a giant octopus like attacking a small boat and like, you know, like killing like three dudes or something.
There's
some
a bunch
shit.
Of them. There's a bunch of like, I don't know how credible they are, but like stories that were actually officially published about boats where the survivors said that, you know, they were down by a giant fucking squid or an octopus or some shit with tentacles. Dude,
I've
believe
just
it.
Seen them.
They're giant. They're down there. They're waiting. They've been breeding.
Yeah.
As for Paul Parkey, he believes. Yep. There you go. So what do you think these motherfuckers like to eat, TJ?
Because
almost all octopuses
my understanding
are predatory.
Is, they just kind of eat everything, right?
Don't they eat shellfish a lot?
They like crabs. They like shrimps. Shrimps. Lobsters are among their favorite foods.
So they like to eat things with shellfish. Shells, basically.
They like shellfish.
Yeah, they're just, I mean, look, you guys like all that shit. I like crabs. I don't like shrimp. I like lobster, though.
It says that some of them eat sharks, too, though.
I like all three of those. I'll eat a crab, shrimp, and lobster buffet right now.
I would do that.
Yeah, some of them don't eat.
Scotty wouldn't, though. He doesn't like shrimp.
I like crab, though.
Right. Do you like lobster?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I also like crawfish. Octopuses typically drop down.
It's weird that you like crawfish, but not shrimp.
I'm sorry, dude. I don't like
shrimp.
You're
a fucking picky octopus, ain't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what, dude? So they typically drop down on their prey from above.
So
and
they're
using,
like a death from above animal.
And using powerful suctions that line their arms, pull the animal into their mouth. And then, of course, they kind of inject, a lot of them inject their prey with stuff and kind of dissolves them. They
inject? They inject their prey?
Yes. With like a venom.
What the fuck is this thing, also, man? How is this an animal that lives on this planet?
Like, yeah, like I've seen them kill a crab. And like, so they're like, it basically envelops it from above. It grabs it, and then it brings it close to its beak and injects it with stuff, and then basically it kind of slurps the insides out, and the shell's left.
Cool.
What the fuck?
That's an example of how they eat a fucking crab.
What a disgusting
they're strange animals.
Alien beast.
So we all kind of know this, but if threatened, octopuses shoot an inky fluid that darkens the water, confusing the aggressor. The octopus can also change to gray, brown, pink, and blue, or green to blend into its surroundings.
Cool.
So they get. I mean, they're really well adept at camouflage, and we'll see that in a video I have pulled up.
They have. So it can shoot ink. It can change color. It can inject venom into you, and then
depending
suck
on
your
which
insides
one
out. Depending
about,
on the
yeah,
specific
yeah.
octopus, I guess on that last.
Like,
one.
There's about 300 species of them. So
right. Well, can all of them change color?
I'm not sure about that, but I believe so.
Cool.
Octopuses may also change color as a way to communicate with other octopuses, so it can be a form of communication.
Though
they mainly live solitary.
Can't some of them change the texture of their skin, too, to, like, match coral and shit?
I believe they can, yeah.
What a
It's a demon!
It doesn't make any sense.
Octopuses, like I said,
grabbed a pitchfork.
It cloaks.
Yeah, it is a form of cloaking. Like I said, we're going to see a video of them camouflage.
It's got cloak technology. You want to just watch it now?
No, I want to get into this. So octopuses are solitary creatures that live alone in dens built from rocks, in which the octopus moves into place using its powerful arms. So it's like it kind of like gives it kind of builds itself a little home. Octopuses sometimes even fashion a rock door, quote unquote, for the den that pulls closed when the octopus is safely inside. So they're smart. So some of them
they figured out doors.
So they make a shelter with a door.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, tell me these things aren't plotting to fucking take over the planet.
I mean, we haven't found them with, like, smartphones or anything yet.
So, we haven't found them with them yet.
A lot of times people call, say, octopuses have tentacles. And it's not correct. So some people call their appendages tentacles, but that is incorrect. They are arms. Most octopuses have special...
Wait a minute, though. I mean, like...
Then what's a fucking tentacle?
Yeah, like, what
Do
yeah.
I misunderstand what a tentacle is?
Yeah, it don't make no sense.
It's a big, long thing with suction cups on it.
They have arms.
It's not an arm.
It's an arm.
Look, okay, let's just fucking compare and contrast here for a fucking second. Here's an arm. That's what it does. All right? You remember that? Now here's this thing again. It's not the same.
It's not the same, but
it's different. No, it's not. It ain't got no hands. It ain't got no bones. Well, it's got no. It's just a fucking. It's
guys,
a tentacle. Goddammit.
I'll have to get that up with the taxonomist.
Fuck you, science.
Classify animals.
Science is wrong.
Why does the word tentacle even exist then?
I ain't trying
like,
to.
What
talk
else?
To no scientist.
What has a tentacle if not a fucking octopus?
It doesn't. I'm sorry. The research I have made.
The research is wrong.
The scientists are wrong.
The research is wrong. We should just make up facts
like
about the octopus because ours are better.
Sound like an angry Christian about the
octopuses have tentacles. They don't have arms.
Octopuses are aliens from another planet that have tentacles and brains that are bigger than ours.
And look, if you guys want to,
I'm going to look up what a fucking
tentacle is. Are you guys doing the
is.
Alex Jones version of the show? Just conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
Hold up. I'm looking up tentacle right now.
Go ahead.
A slender, flexible limb or appendage in an animal, especially around the mouth of an invertebrate, used for grasping or moving about or bearing sense organs. That's this.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
That's
how the fuck is that not a goddamn? Look at the first result if you search for fucking tentacle. It's a fucking tentacle. It's literally fucking an octopus. Every fucking one is an octopus tentacle.
I'm sorry, it's considered an arm.
Fuck you, science. Boo.
Boo.
I'm a creationist now. Yep. God did this,
dude. After that evolution conversation we had earlier, so am I, dude. I converted to Jesus.
Jesusism is the answer.
Most octopus species have suction cups at the bottom of each arm.
This guy's like, I'm plowing along, dude.
The arms seem to have a mind of their own. In fact, 2/3 of an octopus's neurons are in its arms rather than its head.
Whoa.
What the fuck? Hold the phone.
Wait a minute.
That's why I pushed
hold
on.
Hold up.
That's
what
I was pushing on.
Fuck. Paul, your alien theory is starting to look pretty good, bro.
It's not a theory. I told you earlier. It's the law of octopuses
or aliens.
Deal
with
most
that
of its brain
minute.
Is in its arms.
Neurons.
The neuron. Yeah, but the neurons from the. I mean, like, you use those to think and shit, right?
Of course,
so,
yeah.
So each one of its arms has its own, a mind of its own. It's
yes.
doing its own thing.
So they're like little spines almost.
Well, 2/3 of its neurons are located in its arms.
What the fuck? Why is it like this, Scotty?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I think we got to do something about these things.
Are you afraid, TJ?
Yeah, I'm afraid. I wasn't when I started, but I am now.
So
when Dr. Octopus's
so
arms think for themselves in Spider-Man 2, that was based on, like, reality?
I guess so.
Yes.
Wow, that movie just got a little bit better.
Yeah. And
cool.
Yeah, it did.
I'm going to rewatch that.
What that means, though, is an octopus can focus on exploring a cave for food with one arm, while another arm tries to crack open a shellfish.
So, wait a minute. So, the reason its neurons are in its arms are so that its arms can do separate tasks, and the arms just kind of think for themselves as they go through the process?
Yeah. Yes.
Fuck me, dude! Nuh-uh!
I told you.
Not on my watch, you
like
alien
it's,
sons of bitches.
It's one of the most fascinating animals, if you really look at it. So we have the video
God
now.
Damn.
The master
nature,
camouflage,
you crazy.
The octopus.
You crazy, nature. Go ahead.
What do we got here? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's time to watch the video.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Time for
sorry.
The video.
Sorry.
It's okay, TJ.
I was yammering, so I didn't
yeah,
hear
you're,
the
you're
directions.
You're a loudmouth son of a bitch. We all know.
No.
Oh, actually, it's set to a different thing. Move it ahead.
Yeah.
About 48 seconds.
This is terrible.
Yeah, fuck
the music is, I mean. Whoa, that's... I'm gonna... Okay.
Yeah, just mute it, dude.
I'm just gonna mute this at the R level, because
yes.
I don't want to hear
it's
it either.
It's horrible.
Right,
I'm a little
so,
fish.
Is that a...
Oh,
I see
an
fish.
Eel, right?
It's an eel.
Is it an eel or a fish?
Yeah, it looks
yeah,
like
it's
an eel.
It's an eel.
Okay.
I'm a little eel. Oh, what's
is that
this?
Like a crab, or is that one... Is that the...
No,
octopus?
That's,
oh,
that's just the sandy bed...
There we go.
Oh, yeah, see?
Oh, my God. No.
These fucking things, like, well, obviously when it comes out, sure, but, I mean,
and
they
look,
blend in
like,
so well.
Watch
now,
it.
Yep, watch it go down. Okay, it's going
that's
in.
That's clever, dude.
Oh, no, these things are fucking smart, dude.
They're like the Terminators of the ocean.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
They're a thinking machine.
Okay, now look at it. Now, where the fuck did it go?
It hit itself.
Yeah, dude, it buried itself in the fucking sand.
And now it's like,
it's
what,
like what the fuck,
what the
dude?
Fuck is your problem?
It's like, hey, asshole.
Like, I'm trying to eat some fucking fish here. I don't fucking need... I want to catch a fucking nice little fat shrimp.
Yeah, these things have to be done away with. They have to be... We have to start the war. We have to fire the first shot. Because if we let them do it... I mean, look at these things.
Look how they swim, dude. The way they just propel themselves. It's just like...
See, a lot of people would say, well, what are they going to do? We live on land. And it's like, dude, we're... Oh, my God. Look at this.
There's a big one.
Yeah, obviously, it feels kind of threatened by this guy filming it. So
dude,
it's like, what
when
the,
we
what the
fucking
fuck are you
finally
doing?
Ruin the planet and the ice caps melt and there is no dry land left and we have to go back to the oceans, we're going to have to deal directly with these things because they're already there and they've already got territory. Look at this. It just shifts to whatever color it wants. It's like, yeah, I want to look like this piece of coral now. I want to be white on one side and purple on the other. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, let's see what he does.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Look at him.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Look at
oh, yeah,
shit,
that's
dude.
Normal.
Okay. Yeah, it's already fooled the fish, dude.
What the fuck? CGI. CGI. I call shenanigans. Scientists are trying to tell us that these things exist. They don't actually exist. CGI.
So you're moving from the alien thing to this to
hoax.
Now the great octopus hoax.
The octa hoax.
So I have another article here, TJ.
All right.
So octopus has changed.
I'll just leave
color.
This on while you're reading it. Go ahead.
Well, I've actually got some footage too.
What
of the on the in the article?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize.
This octopus has changed color while they sleep.
Okay.
This actually kind of came out recently
is
too.
This oh that's not it. Okay. Here you go.
It's it.
Octopuses change color while they sleep. Footage offers a rare glimpse of the creature's skin switching from light to dark and back as it slumbers. But is it dreaming of an enemy?
I don't know.
See?
Why that...
Weird speculation. Maybe we're the enemy it dreams of.
It's like, I assume the humans will be overthrown.
Okay, let's see.
Here, this motherfucker's just chilling.
So he's sleeping right
now.
Yeah,
he's out.
Get some Z's.
He's Baba. You can tell.
He's Z-ing.
Yep.
And
fucking nutsack head just hanging down there.
His face nuts.
Yeah, dude, his big old fucking octa ball bag is just swinging in the breeze.
All right. Whoa,
what
okay.
the fuck? No.
Yeah.
Wrong.
All while asleep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but just change color again.
So this is like the equivalent of a dog, like... whimpering and growling
and running
asleep.
And
yeah, its paws move like it's running, yeah.
This octopus is just like dreaming and
I am
colors.
Hunting something with my ultimate cloaking ability.
Ah, the shellfish was so delicious.
It looks like he's awake now.
Yeah, it looks like he's kind of coming to.
Yeah, his eyeballs open and he like became the coral.
We
he's like,
pay
oh, shit.
Cash for videos.
Oh, yeah, dude. I remember hearing about this. People, like, a bunch of trolls are sending them retarded videos to try and see if they'll buy them.
Shocking. I can't believe that is how it turned out for
them. So, TJ, I mean, it'd be remiss. And I know we already discussed how they're, you know, they're not tentacles, they're arms, which I know you guys take issue with.
I take issue with a lot
but, I mean,
of the quote, end quote, scientific fact
we
that
have
has
to
been
fucking
proffered
talk,
thus far.
We have to talk about the elephant in the room, and this is a pretty disgusting podcast, let's just admit it. We have to talk about tentacle porn.
Cool.
Oh, man. Well, are you sure it is an arm porn now?
Yeah. It should be, technically.
Arm porn. I'm going to put Madea on the screen.
Yeah, the inventor of tentacle
the closest
porn.
Closest thing we can get away with to tentacle porn.
I was trying to think of something that was
no,
similar to tentacle porn.
Well, actually, there's an image. I have three images. All right,
you pulled an image.
Yes,
okay.
I actually pulled three images.
Well, actually, the reason I pulled it is because the first image is, it says M-A-E-D-A, so it looks very similar to Madea, so that's why I pulled
Madea.
That up. It's like, Mieta, Mieta. Okay, then. What's going on here again?
So this is Toshio Madea, or that's not right.
He's Madea, dude.
He fucking, you goddamn inceptioned me, dude.
Oh, hell no!
I guess
no!
I can say it. Mieta? Mieta?
Maeda.
I don't understand why these Japanese people be watching this tentacle porn stuff.
A pioneering, TJ, pioneering Japanese erotic manga animator with the Enfield nickname The Tentacle Master.
I like it.
The Tentacle Master, dude.
The master of the
fucking
tentacles.
See, I hope I fucking make a mark enough to get called the something. You know what I mean?
He's
like,
the Tentacle Master, dude.
Whatever it is, you know? The Salt Lord or the... whatever. He's the Tentacle Master, man. That's fucking awesome.
Full frontal assault. Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Hell no.
So basically, the reason behind this, it was explained that if the erotic drawings were deemed too extreme in Japan, his editors could potentially be arrested. Adding tentacles, which are like hands and legs or just body parts, so it's okay to go there. So basically, this is just a way to skirt Japanese pornography.
All right, I'm going to try to look up his shit. Let's see.
Even now, pornography in Japan isn't allowed to just show straight up genitalia, which is why they're often blurred out in live action.
Yeah, you ain't gonna find nothing you can show, TJ.
Well, I'm not gonna show it.
Just
I'm just looking
it
up for myself.
Purposes,
you know,
yeah.
I just want to see.
Just curious, man.
So his name is Toshio.
Yes.
Okay, so this is definitely his artwork. Then
I pulled up a couple of suitable for work tentacle porn kind of pictures, though.
Cool.
If you click on the next images.
Neat.
So you see where this is going. I think we all...
I think that tentacle is going in her vagina.
No.
What?
What?
And
don't
probably
say
her mouth
that,
and her
Paul.
Butthole, too.
How about some nostrils?
So
how
TJ,
about... Why do they only penetrate the easy
tentacle
holes?
Porn, in its current incarnation, has something for everyone, TJ. Something for everyone.
Cool.
As long as, you know, you're into tentacles.
Fun for the whole family. Tentacle porn.
There's an animated kind called Tentai.
Tentai.
A portmanteau of tentacle and hentai.
Cool.
Or
Tentai.
Japanese erotic manga. Which can feature sea creatures or aliens or robots or anything, really, that can conceivably have slithering appendages.
Well, this is pretty cool.
There's giant also a genre of live-action tentacle porn, which often features slimy puppet tentacles getting all 20,000 leagues up in a person.
Jesus.
Cool. So, you know.
But why are we talking about this? Because they don't even have tentacles, as you said. This
it's
is
arm porn.
Because so why we need not? To start calling this arm porn, dude.
Why not, though?
This is not tentacle porn, you guys. This is arm porn.
Yeah.
Get those right. are not tentacles. Quit being ignorant.
How many people do you think... I'd be willing to bet. What number do you think of our audience is going to jerk off to those two photos that we just showed?
Well,
I would say at least five of
well,
them.
I actually
know the answer.
Do you?
At least
yes,
10%.
I know the answer because we did an informal study just here just now. You two probably are not, unless one of you secretly is. I am.
Uh-huh.
So one-third of the audience.
One-third?
I don't think that's how...
That's how it's... Well, we did a little preliminary.
Work.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Small sample size, TJ.
I did fail statistics in college, so I really can't speak with any authority. I don't remember that.
Well,
being,
you know what, TJ? Well, why don't you go and make a poll, dude? I'll make
that's
a
That's true. We could make a poll.
We can make a poll on Patreon. We can also make a poll on our YouTube channel.
All right. I'm going to go...
I'll go ahead and make the one for the YouTube. You can go ahead and make the Patreon.
I'll make the Patreon one.
How many people are going to jerk off this episode?
They're not going to know what the deal is with it until we actually
well,
put
we
this episode up.
We should probably make
up.
It after the episode.
Well, then. That's what I meant.
No. It's got to be done now because I'll forget otherwise.
Okay, well.
I'll forget. Well, at least
make a draft.
I at least need to open it up.
Yeah.
So that I know, I remember, like, what's this open for? Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to make that tentacle porn poll. Is it really a poll, though?
Well, it's a poll of our patrons.
It's a tentacle.
It's not a poll. It's an arm. All right.
It's an
Everything
arm.
Is an arm. Everything you thought was some kind of other elongated thing is just an arm.
Oh.
Except for these things, these mic arms, these are actually mic tentacles.
Mic tentacles.
Right.
So I didn't know.
We need to be mindful of that for sure.
This fucking episode has destroyed everything I hold dear.
I know, right?
It's ripped my life from me.
God, you know, it's always the ones you never suspect, too. Like, you think you're getting in, like, we're just doing a cute little octopus episode today.
No.
And then it's like, oh, this is actually one of the most fucking crazy weird episodes ever. Fuck.
That's why I want to do them on them, dude. They're fucking crazy fucking
They're
animals.
They're fucking
dude.
Crazy.
And what you thought you knew about them, you don't fucking know.
So are we ready to go to this six clever behaviors of octopuses article?
No, we're actually going to.
Okay.
Give me an image of an octopus.
Give you an octopus image.
An octopus.
Cueing that shit now. Here you motherfucking go.
So we're going to have some curious octopus facts, TJ.
All right.
So these motherfuckers are old, TJ. The oldest known octopus fossil belongs to an animal that lived some 296 million years ago during the, oh God, what do you mean to butcher this? The Carboniferous period?
Sounds pretty close.
Yeah. That specimen belongs to a species named Fulacepia and is on display at the Field Museum in Chicago. So that's
when the invasion started during the Ferrocephalus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Era, dude.
Well, that's when they had the first evidence of the invasion.
The first alien, first alien landed.
It's described as a flattened cow patty or a globular splat, but a close examination reveals... Oh, sorry, some stupid thing popped up. Reveals the telltale eight arms and two eyes. So it's pretty clear this fossil that's like...
It's an alien.
Yeah. Well, it's not an alien, it's an octopus.
It's pretty clear.
Researchers are not sure, but possibly there's an ink sac there, too. In other words, long before life on land had progressed beyond puny pre-dinosaur reptiles, octopuses already established their shape for millions of years to come.
Yeah. Yeah, because they had come here from somewhere else where they had previously established their shape.
So, how many hearts, Paul, do you think an octopus has?
I don't know. Given the fact that their arms think for themselves, I'm not going to say one. So
six
let's see.
Score and 66.
Yeah, it's got 13 hearts.
It has three hearts.
Okay, well, I was off by 10.
So, two of the hearts work exclusively to move blood beyond the animal's gills. while the third keeps circulation flowing for the organs.
Of course it does, because that makes sense.
The organ heart actually stops beating when the octopus swims, explaining the species' penchant for crawling rather than swimming, which exhausts them.
Okay. So for all their advantages, they actually don't, they can't swim extensively.
Didn't say that. It just said it, you know, they can't swim, yeah, for long
it says that
periods.
It says they prefer to crawl because the swimming is exhausting.
Right.
So that's
actually
they
would rather crawl up to you and kill you than
right.
swim up to you and kill
so
you.
So they drop down on you and, like, right. basically just grab you
right.
and kill you.
But clearly they're capable of swimming pretty fucking fast. Like, do you have a top speed on these motherfuckers? I'll look that up separately.
I actually did read, and most of them have a top speed around 25 miles per hour.
It's not bad.
Underwater, that's
yeah,
pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, and that's what I read. I'm sure there could be slower ones and quicker ones or whatever, but I think that was what I saw was the average speed when I looked into that.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, so the plural of octopus is octopuses.
Okay.
I know,
so it's not octopi.
Yeah.
Okay.
The word octopus comes from the Greek octopus, meaning 8 foot. The word's Greek roots mean it's pluralized as a Greek word, too, which depends on a noun's gender and the last letter it ends with. In this case, an ES is simply tacked on. So no octopi, octopodes, or octopussies, TJ.
Octopussy.
I know you're the little
How come you didn't pull... You gotta show the octopussy, dude.
What? Oh, come on, TJ.
You gotta show the octopussy.
This is a highbrow show. We talked about tentacle porn. We're not gonna talk about octopussy, dude.
Yeah,
this is like
yeah.
Oh, not the best.
Actually, I hate Roger Moore. So
yeah,
so, I don't know. Yeah. He was a passable fucking Bond.
He was too cheesy for me.
So Aristotle thought octopuses were dumb. In his History of Animals, written in 350 BC, the Greek philosopher wrote,
"Poor Aristotle.
The octopus is a stupid creature, for it will approach a man's hand if lowered in the water, but is neat and thrifty in its habits." That is, it lays up stores in its nest, and after eating all that is eatable, it ejects the shells and sheaths of crabs and shellfish and skeletons of little fishes.
Sounds like a retard.
Yeah, what a
What was the
animal.
Basis of calling it stupid?
Yeah, after describing a few more quirks of the octopus life history, it injects ink for self-defense, it's slimy, it can crawl on land, he flippantly signs off, so much for the mollusca. However, the big brain cephalopod can navigate through mazes, solve problems, remember solutions, and take apart things for fun.
I'm sorry, I still don't understand the basis of his dismissal. It shoots ink and changes colors and walks on land and has eight arms and, you know, so much for that, eh?
Aristotle might have been smoking. There might have been some ganja around Aristotle.
What an idiot.
Aristotle's the one who looks stupid.
Aristotle's a moron.
Aristotle's a fucking twat.
So much for the human.
So we already kind of talked about this
maybe one. Maybe Diogenes' man actually was superior.
Yeah, there's no maybe.
So octopus arms have a mind of their own. Yeah. We already talked about the two-thirds. And as a result, the arms can problem solve to open a shellfish while the owners are busy doing something else, like checking on a cave for edible goodies. We already talked about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's actually a new point. In one experiment, severed arms jerked away in pain when researchers pinched them.
Okay.
So that's kind of interesting there, where it's like, even disconnected from the body, if you pinched it, yeah, I thought a pain reaction.
Yeah, I mean, I'd imagine you'd have to, right? Because it can't be so independent that you don't even have control of it. So
octopus ink doesn't just hide the animal. The ink also physically harms enemies. It contains a compound called tyrosinase, which in humans helps to control the production of natural pigment melanin. But when sprayed in a predator's eyes, tyrosinase can cause blinding irritation. It also garbles creatures' sense of smell and taste. The defensive concoction is so potent, in fact, that octopuses do not escape their own ink cloud. Oh, they do not escape their own ink cloud can die. So if they get caught in that, it can kill them.
So it's not just like a smoke screen. It's like deadly. So you can't even be fucking with it.
Man, see?
So it's not just like a harmless little thing. Like I said, even they can be killed by it.
Right. So if an octopus doesn't get out of its own ink cloud quick...
Another round of ink bombardments today on New York City has forced the president to take action against the cephalopods.
It's coming, dude, and we're stupid for fucking warring amongst each other when we should be unifying as a race to fight the eight-legged, eight-brained, three-hearted, cloaking man-beasts.
You know what, Paul? There's one thing that saves humanity.
What?
You know what? This is it. After mating, it's game over for octopuses, dude. They're done.
What do you mean?
I'll explain to you. Mating and parenthood are brief affairs for octopuses who die shortly after. The species practices external fertilization. Multiple males insert their spermatophores directly into the tubular funnel that females use to breathe, or else literally had hand her the sperm.
Wow, they fuck her right in the like trachea, basically.
They literally hand her the sperm, according to this, which she always accepts with one of her with one of her right arms. And researchers do not know why they do that. So she always accepts the sperm with her right arm.
The right arm is the horny one. That's the horny brain.
I guess it's the horny arm. Afterwards, males wander off to die. As for the females, they can lay up to 400,000 eggs, which they obsessively guard and tend to. Prior to
this is nothing to worry about.
Yeah, no, nothing to worry, Paul.
400,000.
400 fucking thousand eggs from one? And nobody's worried about this?
So, but here's the thing, Paul. Prior to their motherly duties, females stop eating. But she doesn't starve to death. Rather, when the eggs hatch, the female's body, her body turns on her. Her body undertakes a cascade of cellular suicide, starting from the optic glands and rippling outwards through her tissues and organs until she dies.
Makes sense. So basically, for an octopus, it's like, all right, we've done our shit. Time to procreate the next generation. All right, we're both dead now. Next generation of octopus. Go on.
It's interesting because, like, the strange thing is that it all starts from their optic nerve and or that gland, but they honestly don't need to die. It's just something within their programming that makes them do it.
It's like, now it is time for the new generation to rule.
Yeah,
I am dead now.
In captivity, when they do reproduce, like, they basically, they'll beat themselves to death. They'll create wounds and gashes, and they just die.
They're just like, nope, I'm done. My time is done.
I busted a nut. I gotta go. I gotta die.
I was handed a nut. They literally do a handoff.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking about the plight of the poor male octopus.
I know, you hand your load over. Imagine you just jerked off.
He blows one load, he jerks off, blows one load, gives it to the chick,
her
and
right
then wanders
hand.
Off to beat himself to death. It's like, what the fuck?
Fare thee well, world.
Yeah.
It is time for me to die.
That must be an awesome load, though.
It must be.
The super load.
The load
it's like
hand
being blue-balled for your entire life.
then finally,
you know.
You finally just blow it. You're like, well, there's nothing's ever going to top that. Beat myself to death with a hammer.
Or just wander off to die and don't eat anything. Yeah.
What a nice story.
Now we're ready for our six clever
But
behaviors.
That didn't tell us how that was going to kill them, because they're just going to...
Because literally
fucking 400,000 new ones.
What that told me is that, like, one female and four or five males makes 400,000 of them, and then...
Well, obviously all that offspring are not going to survive.
Sure.
It's a numbers game.
I mean, that's definitely a prolific animal.
But what
if
they get so good at survival that all of them do, and then we just live on planet fucking octopus, dude?
Well, then we live on planet octopus.
Maybe we already do live on fucking planet octopus.
They're just letting us think we have some control.
Yeah.
Look, Paul, they agree with you. Never underestimate an octopus. Never.
See,
we're being warned right there.
Right here on MNN, dude.
If you're not going to trust MNN.com,
who can you trust, dude?
I mean, if you're not going to trust the Mother Nature Network, come on.
I don't know what you would trust, dude. So you scroll down today.
Yeah.
So they use coconuts as mobile hideouts.
Let's just see it.
Here's this whole fucking octopus.
So he's on the run. He's just walking
along.
Does
he have, like, a coconut?
He's got a coconut, I think.
I think he's looking for one, or does he have it?
I think he has the coconut.
Look. Yeah. He's got it there.
Yeah, there he goes.
He's got, like, a coconut shell.
He's like, doo-doo-doo, I'm just going to hide under this coconut
Well, they
now.
Use him as shelters.
Yeah, it's like a little moving shelter that he can bring with him.
So he basically just brings his house with him where he goes.
Yeah. He's got a coconut husk for a house.
There you go. And now I'm nice and sheltered.
And obviously, I mean, they're very intelligent animals. I mean, he obviously knows he's going to blend in with his environment.
Excuse me, Aristotle called.
Oh, well.
And he thinks you're a fucking
fly. So much for the cephalopod.
I laugh at the mollusca.
Mollusca. That's crazy. All right, so what else? There's another video of them doing the coconut.
Yeah, so let's
thing.
Have a...
Oh, here's someone opening a jar.
Opening a jar. Why not?
Yeah, I've heard that they can do this. I've seen them escape from inside of jars as well.
Oh, yeah, they can do that too.
They can unscrew the lid from within the jar.
So it looks at the jar and it's like...
It's like, hmm.
I understand how this works.
Problem.
There seems
something
to...
that I want to use is encased.
Yep. There's fucking
solution.
Food in there.
Unscrew Ooh. Top of primitive human containment vessel. Extract juicy mollusk from within.
Oh, and the thing within is like, fuck this, let me out. Like, let me the fuck out.
It's like, I don't like this at all.
Oh, no, you're fucked, dude. The octopus wants that you for a fucking snack, dude. Oh, you're so fucked.
Look at that crab, dude. Can you imagine being that crab? You're like, oh, my fucking God, no! Please!
Please! It's all right. I'm safe in the jar. It can't figure out the lid.
Nah, man. He's trying to walk away. He doesn't know what the fuck is going on. He's like, fuck this
dude,
shit.
Dude, this fucking...
The octopus is like, soon, my time is now!
Yep, that's it. That's it.
A tasty morsel. Yep, and now it's doing its fucking thing. It's like...
He's in that jar on top of that fucking...
God, it's having a brutal fucking death, dude. Oh, a brutal death.
Being injected with poisonous bullshit. So it can
drink you like a soup.
Octopus wins. Fatality.
Yeah. Flawless victory, dude.
Anybody that doesn't look at that and get a cold chill up their spine for the future of humanity, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Yeah.
That's going to be us one of these days.
One of these days we'll just be sitting in this room and then just big tentacle just come bursting through the fucking door.
Like, how long do you think it's going to be before one of these big motherfuckers decides it likes the taste of some of these fucking fat tourists swimming in these coastal waters they like to swim in?
So tasty.
And then it's over. Once word spreads that we're, you know, a good juicy bag of shit to eat.
Juicy bag of shit.
They're coming, man.
Cephalopods.
It's pretty fucking brutal.
They have devious hunting strategies, dude.
They do. All right. Let's see.
I would agree.
Some species ambush their prey or stalk prey until they're close enough to pounce or simply chase their prey down, but these strategies require a predator going to their prey. The larger Pacific striped octopus takes a different approach. It pranks its prey, tricking the victim into running towards its predator. What? Some biologist at Berkeley's like, I've never seen anything like it. Octopuses typically pounce on their prey or poke around in holes until they find something. When this octopus sees a shrimp at a distance, it compresses itself and creeps up, extends an arm up and over the shrimp, and touches on the far side and either catches it or scares it into its
Look at that tentacle. You know what, Paul? The tentacles are going to be a psych out, dude, because you're going to see the tentacle and you're going to run right into its other fucking tentacle.
It pulls the rope-a-dope on the
shrimp. Its arm, excuse me.
That's what they're saying to me is that it pulls the rope-a-dope on the shrimp. It, like, taps it on its shoulder from behind, and it's like, hey, buddy, over here. And the shrimp's like, fuck you, and swims away.
All right, so here we go.
It's all right.
So the octopus is like, hey, what's up?
He's got his big old wang dangler out there.
Octopus is like,
going up behind the shrimp. And like,
oh, God.
What a rube.
What a moron. Oh, now he gets that fucking its beak around this fucking shrimp, dude.
Yeah, that shrimp is done for. And look, he's living in a fucking shell of something he probably ate.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm not worried about this at all.
Don't worry, Paul.
I'm an impervious human being. We've got the nukes. It's like
the nukes will do nothing compared to this, dude. Nothing, Paul. Because you know what? Because when they're trying to,
are you prepared for the apocalypse?
They're going to try to push that fucking nuke button, dude, and they're going to be like, "What? Someone tap my shoulder." Octopus fucking kills him, dude.
Dude, the octopus is just going to swim lower into the ocean where the fucking nuclear fallout isn't as effective, you know, and we're just going to fuck ourselves with the nukes, and then they're going to come and rule the fucking planet. We're done. We're done. This is what you're looking at right here, the octopus.
What is this?
It's what's going to replace us, TJ.
All right, so here's a crab, and it's just kind of chilling around and stuff.
Of course.
Minding its own business.
And this crab, of course, and who wouldn't think, it looks like a very peaceful little fucking shallow tide pool here. You know, and this crab's just going about his
daily business.
Oh,
you're done.
Nope. Hey, check it out. Land isn't a problem. So all you people going like, LMAO, Paul's retarded. The
that's going to be you on land.
Yeah, look at this shit, you big-mouthed motherfucker.
Yeah, look at you.
Have
at the
fun
beach.
At the beach next time, retard.
Fucking octopus dragged down to
be liquefied and slowly drunk in an alcove underneath a rock somewhere. We are fucked, bro.
100%. Oh, don't worry, Paul.
Right, but,
they also shapeshift,
Paul, so...
Into toxic fish.
We talked a little bit about that.
They shapeshift into toxic fish and sea snakes.
Oh, my God.
Let's take a look at that.
Unknown until it was spotted, first by fishermen off the coast of Indonesia in the 1990s.
So it just looks like a mass of snakes.
But it could morph its shape in an instant to appear as seemingly any animal around it. At first, no one had any idea what it was.
The first time I saw it, I just was blown away. You couldn't get a more spectacular animal. It really is the pinnacle of wizardry.
Biologist Mark Norman was the first scientist to study this seemingly shapeless creature. He named it the Mimic Octopus.
The Mimic Octopus makes itself look like a living, moving animal. So it pulls all its arms around behind its body and swims along like a poisonous flatfish called a banded sole. In other cases, if it's getting attacked, it puts six arms down a hole and raises the other two arms to look like a poisonous sea snake that has bands along its body. That's not enough.
Okay, we're fucked, dude. There's no fucking way. If so they rise up against us, we are fucking sitting ducks, dude.
In like the last two clips, that they got no problem coming up on land for short periods of time, and that they're incredibly effective predators on land as well. And that they can morph and turn into anything that they want, basically. They can look like other animals.
Well, they
can
mimic them, yeah.
They can look like coral. They can look like the seabed. They can use tools.
They can open jars. They can open doors. They can get out of tanks and stuff. They can do a lot of shit.
Yeah, I've heard stories of octopuses at these smaller, like...
where they crawl out of a tank and they...
The fucking people show up one day and the octopus is just gone, and then they find him like a week later in a corner somewhere.
Do you know what's fucked up about that, though?
But they are benevolent, too. There were some octopus that helped. I think it picked the World Cup. Who would win the World Cup, like, a couple times, dude?
And then the fucking shitty Asian people that owned it ate it, too, so.
That's kind of dumb,
They literally ate the fucking, like, fortune-telling octopus, because they're like, customer ordered it. We didn't have any other octopuses, so.
Yeah, there you go. Eat it.
I mean, that's capitalism for you.
I guess so. Would you give away your psychic op? Would you eat your psychic octopus for, you know, $20 or whatever it was?
I would have just told the person, you know, you're eating a psychic octopus. The octopus you're enjoying right there.
Oh, dude,
the World Cup.
They probably would have been happy. They're like, oh, now I win.
But dude, I've heard of them like literally like getting out of their tank, walking across a room to another tank.
Yeah.
Eating fish out of that tank.
And then going back.
Then going back to their tank.
Innocent.
Yep. And then the fucking people are baffled as to what's happening to the animals in these other tanks until they find a bunch of bones stashed under a rock in the octopus tank. And then they realize that the octopus has literally been leaving its tank, walking across the ground, crawling up the other tank, going in, eating fish. It's fucking, I'm telling you.
You just don't fuck with them, dude.
But let me ask you this, Paul. What happens when you give an octopus ecstasy, huh?
Which tentacle gets the ecstasy?
I don't know.
Is my question.
You just put it in their mouth, I guess.
They got eight brains.
So here you go. Giving ecstasy to octopuses taught researchers something important about the brain.
Okay.
A new study suggests that humans might have more in common with octopuses than it appears. They both respond to at least one psychoactive drug in a similar sociable way. Scientists from Johns Hopkins University and the Marine Biological Laboratory on Cape Cod found that just like humans, notoriously reserved and sometimes violent octopuses act friendly and social when they're exposed to MDMA, otherwise known as ecstasy or Molly.
That is fucking mind-blowing, dude.
Cool. So wait, if you fucking... That's what we gotta do. We gotta fucking give them MDMA, dude.
Yeah, make them like fucking nice.
Saturate the waters with it. Make them super friendly and nice.
What if they saturate the air with MDMA first to make us pliable and fucking accepting?
That's why we gotta fucking act now.
We gotta do it first, dude.
We've already fucked up. We've given them the MDMA. Now they know how to make it. Now they can synthesize it inside of their impossible fucking nutsack factory.
God damn it, you're right.
You know it's true, TJ. We've sown our own poison.
Go up, TJ.
Yes, sorry.
So here it says, the finding published in Current Biology is more than just a fun party fact. It's just the octopus and human brain are fundamentally similar in some ways, meaning that researchers could feasibly use the marine creatures to learn about human brains.
So cool.
So what, we're going to do a bunch of fucking experiments on octopus brains? Thus probably ensuring that one of them fucking rises up against us. Yeah,
and you know what this leads to,
and leads
like,
their planet of the octopus rebellion.
These brains are so fundamentally similar. I wonder what would happen if we injected some human DNA cells during the formation of the octopus brain within the egg.
And then our fucking tentacled, I'm sorry, armed overlords are born.
And heavily armed.
Yeah, heavily
so
armed.
So I guess what happened was that a close look at the octopus genome showed researchers that a protein involved in this process in humans looked very similar to the sea creatures, suggesting that pharmacologically, we could predict MDMA should work in octopus on the way in the way it does in humans.
We gotta give him some weed.
Yeah. Dude, so I want to get baked
octo-tripping, dude. Yeah.
We need to get one. Give it some like THC, and then we'll all get baked, and we'll just sit there and like see if we can have a dialogue with it through the glass.
And we can try to make peace between our peoples.
We come in peace, Mr. Octopus.
We come bearing drugs.
I mean,
only
so
the Japanese eat you. Everyone else is way grossed out by you. I'm sorry, they're all the same to me.
Oh shit. Okay, I mean you're fucking racist.
Brutal.
That was, no, the fucking
that
same
was a joke.
To me.
Oh my god, dude.
It's 2019. There's no jokes anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Paul, I guess we have to talk about this shit, dude. The octopus from space, dude. You've been talking about it a lot.
Scotty, are you going to cover this with any objectivity, or are you just going to make light
No. We're going to fucking talk about it, Paul.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
Well, this is more about the eye. I'm going to pull a better picture of this.
Well, that's the eye, so that's fine.
It's a good one to look at while we're talking about its alien origins. Stare into the eye, if you want to call it that.
So the Cambrian explosion, that sudden burst of biodiversity during which most modern animal groups first appeared in the fossil record some 540 million years ago.
I actually have an octopus in space.
Was the direct result of an extraterrestrial virus that crashed in the Earth on a meteor impact. So that's basically what people are saying.
Yeah.
The new paper, and this is basically talking about that paper you're talking about, revives a controversial theory on the origins of life known as panspermia hypothesis.
Right.
So first proposed by one of the present study's authors and a colleague in the 1970s, the hypothesis suggests that biological life as we know did not evolve independently on Earth, but was rather seeded from life-bearing comets that pummeled our planet at various times throughout history. So that's basically, you believe that, Paul?
I believe that it's a possibility, for sure. All kayfabe aside, I don't know that this is exactly the truth, but like I think it's a really interesting idea.
It is.
I've read about it, and one of the things that they say may have happened was there may have been some kind of gigantic oceanic water planet, right, that was basically blown to bits by some kind of cataclysmic event, maybe like a moon crashing into it or like a giant asteroid or whatever it was, right? And those bits flew out, and some of those bits naturally, you know, contained some of the building blocks of life from this other planet, and that, you know, that kind of spread throughout the galaxy in the form of this very small, minute clouds of dust, right, that are all filled with this genetic material, and that, you know, most of the time when it hits a planet or something, nothing happens, but when it finds one of the rare planets that has the right environment, liquid water, then it takes root.
So the theory laid out in the paper, the authors posit that fertilized octopus eggs crashed into the sea aboard an icy comet at the onset of the Cambrian explosion. Another explanation they propose could be an extraterrestrial virus infected a population of early squid, causing them to evolve rapidly into octopuses as we know them today.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that scientists have a hard time explaining. Because cephalopods go from no animal is simple if you break it down. They're all fucking complex and crazy. But it goes from like a relatively simple nautilus-like animal that's not really all that adept of a hunter. You know, they swim backward. They can't even see where they're going. And then there's the Cambrian explosion happens, and like in the blink of an eye on an evolutionary scale, these octopuses are doing shit like we've been watching in these videos, you know? Fucking morphing into other animals or, you know, mimicking.
Well, you know, the other shoe has to drop, Paul. Other researchers were not quick to embrace this theory.
Of course not.
There's no question early biology is fascinating, but I think this, if anything, is counterproductive. Ken Stedman, a virologist and professor of biology at Portland State University, told Lost Live Science, where the article came from. Many of the claims in the paper are beyond speculative and not even really looking at the literature. For example, Stedman said the octopus genome was mapped in 2015. While it indeed contained many surprises, one relative finding was that octopus's nervous system genes split from the squid's only 135 million years ago, long after the Cambrian explosion. Stedman added that for a virus such as the RNA-based ones known as retroviruses to somehow turn a squid into an octopus, the virus would have to evolve in a world where the squid was already plentiful.
So, well, I mean, maybe it did.
Modern retroviruses have evolved to be extremely specific about which host they infect, they've been said, but a retrovirus from the outer space wouldn't have evolved to be specific for the Earth-based creatures, and certainly not specific enough for anything like a squid, unless you have a massive amount of squids on some planet incredibly close to us that is splitting off all these meteorites, or meteors. But I think that the kind of assumption is highly unlikely.
I don't know,
I found
man.
Some more on this tentacle shit, since it's been so controversial. So here's from Ocean... si.si.edu. Arms, tentacles, and suckers. Octopuses have 8 arms, while squid and cuttlefish have 8 arms plus 2 other specialized arms called tentacles.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess
You know what? Are tentacles like more of like that flanged? Yeah, like that. Yeah, like they got suckers on a pad on the end of it, not along the whole thing.
Yeah, like a squid has those. You know, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
The tentacles and suckers of squid come in many shapes and sizes. At the top is the Pacific flying squid. In the middle is the angle squid.
Oh, so all of those are squid.
Okay. So this is just different kind of squid things. I'm still trying to figure out, get my tentacles around what actually constitutes a tentacle versus an arm. But I guess that's something that I'm just going to have to figure out on my own, because I can't research it mid-episode. So let's talk about their eyes, because that's another weird evolutionary
this is what you brought up to me.
Feature.
I mean, you don't have to spend a whole lot of time looking at the octopus eye in detail to know that it is profoundly different from the eye of pretty much any other animal on the planet. You see a degree of similarity in the eyeball of every other animal on the planet that you look at that has an eyeball, except for the octopus. Cephalopods.
There's good reason for that. As this says here, this is a thing about how your eye works, and it gets a little bit into the cephalopods.
I actually have a picture of a comparison picture.
That's
too.
Cool. So this is a good little introduction here. It's like
how, like, the design of the mammalian eye.
So here we go. Through convergent evolution, squid and octopus have evolved an eye layout that is remarkably similar to our own. They also have large eyes with a lens, iris, and single large interior chamber, as shown below, which provides them with excellent vision. However, they inherited photoreceptor cells that are oriented toward the light so that their vision nerves run behind the retina, and hence squid and octopuses have no blind spot.
So they can see all the way around out of their eyeball.
Yes.
Because it's not lidded.
Yeah.
And it is lidded.
Well, it is lidded.
It's lidded, yeah.
What the fuck?
It's just that ours, so it says here that the visual nerves run behind the retina, whereas in ours, you see this, Sky City had a comparison picture, so you can, is it?
Keep going.
It's here.
Here.
So, okay. We talked a little bit about this before the show, but let me just try and ask you guys if you know the answer to this. Would I be correct in saying that the octopus/cephalopod eye that we see here on the left evolved completely independently from the human mammalian eye that we see on the right?
The last common ancestors for the mammalian eye and the octopus eye, the cephalopod eye, was about 500 million years ago.
Well, as it'll say right here in this article, cephalopods have a camera eye with the same features as the vertebrate eye. Importantly, the cephalopod camera eye arose completely independently from ours. The last common ancestor of cephalopods and vertebrates existed more than 500 million years ago.
So the eyeball... So if I understand the process of evolution, and I'm not an expert on it, but...
Sure.
There's no mind behind it. So if the eye has evolved independently like this twice, it must be a profoundly useful fucking tool. And it must
undoubtedly
be a form that we'd have to extrapolate would arise elsewhere under similar conditions if they existed.
The fact that it was here, that it's here twice, means that it's probably elsewhere
because
the universe. If the universe is teeming with life, it's teeming with eyeballs.
We kind of talked about just because looking at this is one thing, but like thinking about evolution and thinking about the transition from what preceded this to this is the strange thing,
right?
Because at some point, I don't want to get too deep into it, but at some point, you know, that eye, the cornea or the lens that's over that eye was half formed. You know, it was halfway between what it is now and a light sensitive pit. And I just don't understand how that functioned. And I don't understand what that animal looked like. And that animal must have existed for, I don't know, how many generations do you think it would take for an animal that was halfway between modern eye?
I would not even feel comfortable speculating,
probably.
We need to get a
millions of years.
So check, so let's just take a look at the similarities between these eyes. Now, both have, obviously, our eyes are rounder. Theirs seem more flattened out.
Right. They have like an unbundled optic nerve that seems to be distributed all across the back, whereas we have a single bundle of optic nerves.
Yes.
But the structure is largely the same. You have the iris, you have the lens, you have the cornea, you have the retina. I mean, like, these are all very similar structures. It's just, you know, obviously a slightly different approach. But
right.
I mean, and you could argue that approach is better, but they probably need to see more.
Now, a blind spot can't be argued as a positive thing. So if we didn't have one, our eye would be better. So, yeah, I think it's fundamentally better than our
differences
eye.
Include mechanisms on focusing, resolution, and absence of a blind spot in octopuses because of how optic nerves emerge from the retina.
Well, see, the thing is about the blind spot is it depends on how you're utilizing resources. So it doesn't necessarily, unless it harms you in that way, because, I mean, not every animal needs to see.
Well, I'm wondering which of us has superior focus.
We're definitely an animal that would benefit from having superior focus and superior fucking blind.
Yes. Oh, well, humans probably would benefit, but other animals that maybe
something like an eagle or something.
Our naked mole rats are not going to benefit from sight. Right.
But like an eagle up in the sky can see way better than us because it has to see.
Oh, it has way better eyes than us.
Right. Or like a fucking owl has like crazy night vision.
Well, they have more neurons and more brain activity. Their brain centered towards vision. You know, that's why we don't have as much.
It's just strange to me that such a separated process of blind evolution produced such a similar complex functional object twice on the same planet.
I mean, when you talk about like a person
completely
like,
separate,
if you want, like, I mean, I can look up.
We talk about like medical issues, like it's like life, limb, and sight. I mean, sight is one of the most important things for most people, and I mean, most animals. So,
I mean, it had to be a huge upgrade for whatever animal first expressed proto sight. You know what I mean? Like, I can see vague shapes or insinuations
so
of light change.
The phenomena is called convergent evolution, right? So,
yeah. Yes, correct.
And that's basically when two animals evolve similar traits independently of one another. It is the opposite of divergent evolution, which is, that should be self-explanatory. Sure. On a molecular level, this can happen due to random mutations unrelated to adaptive changes. See long branch attraction. In cultural evolution, well, I don't care about cultural evolution.
Yeah, that's not what we're interested in.
Yeah, this is a very basic little tidbit about it. It doesn't really seem to be getting too much into
the hard
science. Yeah,
something that I haven't
really
thought very much about, so I'd like to read more about convergent evolution.
I mean, we want to do... I think we really want to do an episode on evolution where we can ask questions of someone who's like a real expert.
Yes.
Ask definitely. Questions?
Yes.
Grill.
Grill him.
Oh, grill.
Grill.
Grill him.
Force him out of his little academic comfort zone and ask him the hard fucking questions.
Push him around. Why are there still monkeys, huh?
Yeah.
Bitch, checkmate.
If men came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys around?
Let me ask you that. No, but we you know, it'd be cool to ask some fucking serious questions about these things that are just like
mind-blowingly difficult concepts
to get around.
I got some big ones. And, you know, I have a feeling that even if we do get an evolutionary biologist, I mean, they'll probably be able to elucidate a lot more than we laymen can.
Oh, my God,
but
yes.
We're probably going to get a lot of, we don't know. I don't know yet. You know, it's a hotly debated thing, and here's some of the things we think might happen, but we don't know.
You would expect to hear from a scientist. You would expect them to come in and say, we know everything. I mean, maybe, obviously there's a gap in some
We know it all now.
But I mean, coming in like...
We have 100% knowledge of everything.
Everyone's aware of what like an octopus is to some degree, but I mean, like you guys didn't have any idea what these animals
I didn't know
really
all the
live.
Shit. I didn't know all the shit they could do.
I mean, it's mind-blowing when you really learn about them.
I didn't know they were dreaming and shit.
I don't know. I never, you know, I think I'm going to do more research on the octopus on my own.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, people kind of put them in like the fish category. Like, oh, it's like a little fish thing.
It's like a fish.
Yeah, it's not at all. It's not. That doesn't encapsulate what an octopus is at all.
That ain't no fish at all.
Ain't no fucking fish. That's a psycho.
I'll tell you what, man. You guys laugh at me all you want. It's in the alien. Comments. You laugh at me all you want.
Dude, we saw it today. I ain't laughing at you, man.
In the chat, you laugh at me all you want, man. But I'm telling you, I don't trust these little eight-legged freaks.
Don't underestimate them.
And there's a reason why our evolutionary path diverged so drastically from theirs at some point. And, you know, if you don't feel that in your bones and feel the competition radiating out of the oceans from these things, then I don't know what to tell you.
Dude, nuke the oceans, man.
I don't want to die like that fucking crab did up on the shore. I'll tell you that much. I don't want to be just like kicking around at the beach and have one of these fucking things just crawl up out from behind a rock and wrap me up in a fucking bunch of tentacles.
So tap you on the shoulder first. You'd be like, hey, Paul.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Yeah, it'll be like, and I'll be like, oh, and it just grabs me and like fucking injects me with its poisonous liquefying shit. I don't want to go that way.
Maybe it'll siren song you, dude. Maybe one of those mimic octopuses will turn into like some fucking like big titted bitch and be like, come on in, Paul. The water's fine. Like, this seems great. It's my lucky dad. No!
Fuck.
Gotcha,
see,
bitch.
I don't want to go out that way, man. That's a horrifying way to go.
And, the mimic octopus fucking just devours,
you know, I
Paul.
Hope
see
them
flying
that
up in the sky using their fucking tentacles as like propellers for a helicopter.
Well, Paul, now that you've identified them as a threat, dude, you put you're on their radar now, dude. Your fucking days are numbered, dude. Don't go.
Well, you know what? I'm not going
anywhere near
a
beach.
Yeah, I'm not going near the ocean ever again. Goodbye, ocean. Because you're right. I'm
move
a target
inland,
now.
Dude. You're too close to the ocean now, or even the Gulf, dude. You need to fucking move Nebraska.
Yeah. I need to go to Middle America somewhere.
Somewhere far, far away.
Somewhere where the tentacles can't reach yet.
You know, it'll just be a matter of time.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, when are we going to get some freshwater octopuses start invading the mainland and shit? Oh, my God.
You'll open up your toilet bowl one day and then just be in there like, hey, Paul, we can move through the pipes now.
Oh, that would suck even worse. It'd be like the fucking blob, dude. Paul be pulled through the fucking tiny little toilet fucking hole.
The way we can contort our bodies, we could fit a fucking 200-pound octopus through this little pipe.
So I hear a sound at night, right? Yeah. I wake up, I flick my light on, and no light comes on, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I look up at the bulb, and then I see why no light came on. It's a fucking octopus that's just covered the light bulb, and he's waiting for me. As I look at him, he sucks onto my fucking face and injects it with that fucking, I don't want this. I don't want to go that way, man. These things, as soon as they figure out that we're a juicy prey for them, because look at what they like to do. They like to pull it into their den and just suck the life out of things, dude. How long do you think an octopus could feast on my big blubbery ass? I got a lot of liquids inside of there that he could just feast on for
days.
You'd
be like at least a two-weeker, dude.
They're going to figure it out. You saw him coming up. They're starting to figure it out. Like, oh, I can come up on land real quick and chase that crab. What do you think the next step is from a crab? That's the way it goes. It's like fish, crab, human.
Well, that one wasn't big enough. What if they joined up, though? What if, like, a bunch of fucking...
Yeah, like 15 of them was like, if we all...
Yeah, if we all
jump that dude, he ain't going to be able to get us all.
Yeah.
We'll drag him into the fucking ocean and drown him.
He's going to do the face hugger, dude. A couple just go around your face. You can't get him off. The suction's just too powerful.
One of them does that, so you're obviously going to be struggling with that one. And while that one does that, 8 or 10 of his buddies just wrap around everything else and fucking drag you into the water.
Drown you, dude.
What do you got, like a minute underwater before you can't fight back anymore? You're fucking done. You're going into a craggy hole under a rock somewhere to be sucked dry by... See? I'm freaking myself out even talking about it anymore.
Never go in the water again, dude.
Mm-mm.
Can't do it,
just man. When you thought it was safe.
Fuck
Jaws, dude.
Safe.
The octopus, dude.
Do we need to make this movie?
Yeah, it'd be pretty badass.
Do you want enough of
these fucking killer shark movies. We need some killer octopus.
Dude, you thought it was the jellies. I remember you thought it was the fucking jellyfish.
Yeah,
dude,
the jellyfish.
You're wrong,
oh,
dude.
They're in cahoots. They're like a...
Those
like
are
a,
all those are is just
tribe.
Soft.
Yeah.
They're just soft fucking octopuses.
Yep. Soft-a-pusses.
Softopus. I don't know. Whatever. The end. Bye.
Bye.